streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
And here we go on a Tuesday, a championship Tuesday. The Denver Nuggets are the newest franchise. Their first ever championship live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. There's a lot of choices out there, and we appreciate you stopping by. Well, J-Mac, a 16-win, 4-loss, 16-up, 4-down playoff run, 9 double-digit wins. You know a team is good when they shoot 55% from the free throw line and can't hit a 3 to save their life. They miss gimmies, and they won. Little historic.
Yeah, I'm wearing black today, mourning the end of the NBA season. It's a sad day. Season over. Great season it was. Now we got free agency, and should be fun, exciting.
So 16 wins and 4 losses. If you go back and look at the NBA champions that have 4 or fewer playoff losses in their run, they're all dynasties. The Warriors, Spurs, Lakers a couple of times, Spurs again, Bulls 4 times, Pistons. They're all dynasties. Denver didn't just win the finals. They mowed over the league. And you know, basketball has made several key pivots since I've been watching it. 80s and 90s, back to the basket centers, highly physical, tackling was semi-allowed, physicality, rebounding, defense won. And then about 2004, they eliminated the hand check. The game got faster. Guards, the tempo, blazing speed. 2014-2015, the small ball warrior, three-point revolution. And do we have another one? Jokic. Giannis and Jokic, seven-foot guys handling the ball. But in Jokic's case, it's the shooting, which is elite for a non-center. It's the free throw shooting. It's the passing. He's going to get a lot of centers paid. It's historically unique. The NBA is getting very international, and these international bigs are highly skilled. They make the flashy domestic American guards less relevant. Jokic is kind of doing a Steph Curry. When Steph Curry came onto the scene, he got a lot of shooters paid, a lot of imitators. A lot of people thought they had in Trae Young another Steph Curry, and Trae Young's good. He's not close to Steph Curry for a million reasons. And when you have Jokic, all of a sudden now watch his influence in the league. He's going to get centers paid. People are going to ask other centers to do Jokic-like things, and he's one of one. And so is Steph. I know Steph got a lot of guys paid, and you think your shooting guard is Steph. Nah, the selflessness, the IQ, the movement, the shooting, the clutch gene. There's one Steph. And that's the thing. There was one Kareem and one LeBron. There's just one Jokic. To give you an idea, he averages just about 10 assists. You know another center they think is a good facilitator, good passer, is Embiid. He averages 4, and he's not nearly as durable, and he can't shoot like this. I mean, I really like Giannis, but Giannis shoots 27% from threes. He shoots 64% from the free throw line, and he doesn't pass like this. It was about a month and a half ago where voters decided they could not give Jokic a third straight MVP. And their argument was, well, come on now, that would be historic. Let me give you some history. Jokic is the first player in the NBA's entire duration to lead the NBA in points, rebounds, and assists in a playoff run. Kareem didn't do it. Hakeem didn't do it. LeBron didn't do it. Magic didn't do it. Not Shaq, not Giannis. The first and only ever. And that was the knock, right? You can't give him a third straight MVP. I mean, come on. You got to save that for guys like MJ and guys like LeBron and guys like Jokic. First player, league history. 16-4 playoff run. Let him assist, points, and rebounds. Again, this team last night shot 17% from three-point land, had twice as many turnovers, shot 56% from the free throw line, and won because of Jokic. They won all year because of Jokic. Other good players, including Jamal Murray, Michael Porter, Aaron Gordon, good staff. But Michael Porter talked about it after.
Yeah, I don't really think you can put it into context. Like, Nikola, I mean, he does so many things for our team. He's so good of a basketball player. Like, I don't really think people understand how good of a basketball player he is. I mean, but to do this, you know, we're happy for him, and we're happy for everybody on the team. But I mean, Nikola, he led us all playoffs with his passing some games, scoring other games. This was a historic run. I don't know how you could say he's not the best big man ever.
Well, he's certainly in that class. He's different than Shaq, who was different than Hakeem, who was different than Wilt, who's different than Kareem. But he is one of one, like LeBron and Steph and MJ. The last 15 years, let's talk mobility. Because I think the view, the world view of the NBA, and a lot of fans don't love it, is it's too mobile. Stars are leaving. And when they leave, they win. No, let's be careful. The Warriors won pre-KD, during KD, and post-KD. LeBron moved around the league, and he won wherever he went. Okay, that doesn't mean it works for everybody. Inspect the league closer. Russell, MJ, Bird, Magic, Steph, Kobe, Duncan, Isaiah Thomas, Hakeem, and I presume Jokic. Multiple championships. Stayed with one organization, were patient, and let them build around them. Yes, LeBron did move around a lot and won everywhere he went. But that's like saying, I don't need to go to college because Steve Jobs didn't. You're not Steve Jobs, and nobody's LeBron. Here's the big issues with mobility that we don't talk about. Often to get a star like Carmelo Anthony, remember that, Denver to New York? You got to give up rotational players that are valuable, draft capital. And the other thing is, you don't give your front office time to build and plan and execute. If you go back and look at LeBron, yes, he moved and he won, but there were always weird, odd fits. Kyrie Irving, yeah, LeBron's going to run the offense. Eventually, Kyrie didn't like it. Hey, Bosch. Hey, Kevin Love. Can you move away from the basket? They sacrificed part of their careers, big chunks of their stats to appeal and appease LeBron. Dwayne Wade and LeBron took a couple of months to figure out how to play together. I still contend they were not a great fit. They were just great players. Denver's players, because of patience, it allowed the front office to draft and develop and have a plan and take time and now execute. Chemistry develops when a front office finds a star and can methodically build around the star. That's why when you watch Denver, you don't think about it. Nobody was talking about Aaron Gordon before the playoffs started. But when he got in foul trouble last night, you're like, oh my God, Aaron Gordon's off the court. They're in trouble. That's what staying put does. You're not desperate. The pieces work. They fit. But it takes patience. And I understand none of us have a lot of that. But be careful about using LeBron as mobility works. The Warriors won before KD and after him. LeBron's a one-on-one. Can't count him. And Mike Malone talked about the slow build, the smart build, the loyalty by Denver.
Pat Riley said something many years ago. I used to have it up on my board when I was a head coach in Sacramento. And I talked about the evolution in this game and how you go from a nobody to an upstart. And you go from an upstart to a winner and a winner to a contender and a contender to a champion. And the last step is after you're a champion is to be a dynasty. So we're not satisfied. We accomplished something this franchise has never done before, but we have a lot of young, talented players in that locker room, and I think we just showed through 16 playoff wins what we're capable of on the biggest stage in the world.
And what's really great about Denver, which has always been an underrated sports city, they love everything, is that there's some physical players that are hard to replicate. I mean, Aaron Gordon, what's the duplicate of Aaron Gordon in the league? That long. You notice how gassed Jimmy Butler was? That's Aaron Gordon leaning on him. Bigger, stronger, physical. Jimmy Butler was literally hiding last night for a quarter. He was completely gassed. And Jimmy Butler's a great player. But a bigger, stronger man on you for seven games is a lot. Then they had Christian Brown, the young kid on Jimmy Butler. Again, draft, take time, develop, find a place he fits. I don't think you can find another Aaron Gordon. Michael Porter for 6'10 and a half, long, uniquely skilled. Jokic. A lot of these championship teams, you can lose a shooting guard. There's a lot of guys in the world that can hit a three. There's not a lot of Aaron Gordon bodies. There's not a lot of Jokic bodies. There's not a lot of Michael Porter bodies. This is a very unique lineup, hard to match up against, hard to replace, hard to duplicate, and those guys are going to be around for a long, long time. You know, we said during the year, we pay attention during the regular season when the ratings aren't as good, J-Mac. We pay attention to flashy players and sensational players and fireworks shows. But I found Denver fascinating to watch. They remind me a little of the old school Bird Celtics when they had Parrish's length and McHale's length. And at one point they had Bill Walton and Larry Bird. They were just long and they were feisty, and Bird could do unique things and Jokic can do unique things. Length and size. It's a little old school basketball, and I loved watching it.
I did as well. I do wonder, you make it sound like they're going to be potentially forming some kind of dynasty here with the youth. But Colin, the idea that they have been hunting a title for so many years now, Jokic underappreciated, Jamal Murray underappreciated, they're no longer the underdogs. And you can be sure LeBron and KD are watching this saying, we're getting revenge on those guys next year.
But it's really interesting. If you look in the West, now again, we don't know if they'll be healthy. If they went to the finals next year and Jokic or Porter, Gordon got hurt, it's different. But what's interesting that plays into Denver's favor, look at the stars out West. What do they have in common? Kawhi, AD, LeBron, Durant, Chris Paul, Dame. They're old.
That's a good point.
They're all a lot of the stars. And if they're not old, Paul George, they've had injuries. And so you have this young, gigantic team in their prime. When you're in your prime, when you do get hurt, you get back sooner. The West has had the most stars for 15 years in this league. They're all aging at the same time.
Yeah.
And the wave of new players like De'Aaron Fox is excellent. I expect next year to Sacramento to take another leap. Denver. They don't have to take another leap. But what's happening to Denver, sometimes it just works in your favor. When Nick Saban went to the SEC, there was a lot of bad coaches. That was part of the momentum that Alabama won quickly, build recruiting momentum. What really helps Denver is the West's stars have gotten really old all together.
Yeah.
Clay, Steph, Draymond, Kawhi, Dame, like they're all getting old. KD, Chris Paul. So it's, again, I think Phoenix is a team to keep your eye on.
Really?
I think Chris Paul is going to stay in Phoenix. They're going to go get some bench depth. Vogel will make DeAndre Ayton a better player. But if you start looking at the West, it's getting creaky. Yeah.
Well, there are two teams you didn't mention with young stars ascending. Memphis Grizzlies with John Morant.
Yeah, silly.
And the Dallas Mavericks with Luka Doncic. How about an all-European Western Conference final next year? Luka versus Jokic.
I'm going to bet on Phoenix, Chris Paul returning. Vogel helps. They add bench
depth. You just love Kevin Durant.
I do.
You do.
I like Durant.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
You know, it is interesting how often our all-time great players drop in the first round of the NFL draft, don't go number one. Steph Curry didn't go number one. Jokic is a second rounder. Patrick Mahomes went like, what, 10 or 11? Didn't have a winning record in college. Jokic again falls to the second round. Wasn't a dynamic player his first year in the league. And now Mahomes runs the NFL and Jokic runs the NBA. They have a couple of things in common. They're a combination of a lot of different players. Mahomes has Brady's penchant for perfectionism, Favre's arm, Steve Young and Roger Staubach's creativity, and the Aaron Rodgers brain power to not make really many big mistakes in big games. Jokic has some of Larry Bird's passing, Giannis's ball handling, Dirk Nowitzki's shooting. He really does if you looked at the postseason numbers, and Tim Duncan's sort of methodical, humble approach. Now they both run their league. Also, Mahomes has a great coach and a great co-star in Travis Kelce. The rest of the parts move around. You've got a great coach in Michael Malone and Jamal Murray. Some of these pieces, they're just going to move around. Both also will play a very long time. Mahomes gets rid of the ball quickly, rarely takes big hits. His coach Andy Reid and that O-line protect him. Jokic, similarly, very durable. He's not hyper-athletic. Hyper-athletic players like a Westbrook tend to age poorly and quickly. I've always been, if you listen to this show, you know this, I've always been anti-flashy small guard. John Wall, Derrick Rose, Ja Morant. You know, they're fun players and they're dynamic players and the media just falls in love with them, but they don't make anybody else better. They don't win championships. They're not terribly durable. And the truth is, more than anything, is do they make anybody beyond themselves great? Jokic's durability, his ability to make B players B-plus guys, C players B-minus players, is really something to behold. And he tends to make, to me, he makes a John Wall or a Ja Morant or a Trae Young, exciting, gifted, hyper-athletic players. He makes them feel smaller, kind of less relevant. They're fun, but it's cotton candy. It's not real winning basketball. It's not, you can't trust it durability-wise. They'll get broken down very quickly. And there's a lot of players in this league. If you start adding up people that didn't have a lot of flash and people got bored with, Kareem, Duncan, Giannis, Jokic, Bill Russell have 24 titles. Those flashy point guards I just mentioned have none. Steph Curry's one of the few flashy point guards that you can build around. They get hurt. They don't last long. They're often about themselves. Now, Steph is unique in that he's become more of a facilitator too, and he also stepped back when KD arrived. But Jokic makes small ball look like it's over, and he makes these flashy, fun, flamboyant young players that are, you know, drive to the basket, crash to the floor, 44-inch vertical. Don't get me wrong. They're fun to watch. They're unique. But are they really that relevant when it comes to, you know, like May and June? It's even after winning last night, there's just a kind of a humble, gracious, it's all about people beyond me attitude with Jokic that I think is a turn on for a lot of fans. Here was Jokic after.
Now you are an NBA champion, Nikola. How does that feel?
It's good. It's good. The job is done. We can go home now.
People say it's kind of a garbage game. It's kind of ugly. But you start looking around this league, is Kareem's game was the skyhook, right? Like, that's what it was. Russell's game was about defense. Like, Shaq was wildly fun and powerful. But a lot of our dominating bigs, Tim Duncan, it was a methodical approach. Kareem rarely hurt. Akeem rarely hurt. There's something to it. It's international. It's highly skilled. You don't get as much ego. I know it's not flashy and fun, but it does feel like it's sustainable. I think he's going to age slowly like Mahomes. He's going to age well. He's going to age slowly. He's got the right coach. He's got the right co-star. The other pieces will move around, right? You know, Kansas City may move through coordinators. They're going to move through wide receivers, offensive linemen. He's got Travis. He's got the GM. He's got the coach and Andy Reid. That feels like to me with Mahomes. Mahomes can be flashy, but in the end, it's his ability to do all the small stuff, not miss the easy stuff. That's what makes Mahomes. We with Patrick Mahomes, we always fall for the wild, crazy left-handed throw. He does one of those a month. The angle side throw, he does one of those a game. What Mahomes is really good at, getting to the line, being creative, fundamentally strong, doesn't make mistakes, finds the open guy. That's really what Mahomes is about, with a great coach and Travis Kelce. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
So we can now pivot to the Heat, who had an amazing run as the eighth seed. Just couldn't get over the hump in the finals against Jokic. I thought it was a close series, but Denver prevails 4-1. So Miami doesn't look great, you know, like they overachieved and then they ran into the brick wall. Eric Spoelstra was very proud of his team's journey.
I think this is a team that a lot of people can relate to. If you've ever felt that you were dismissed or felt that you were made to feel less than, but also the way this team handled setbacks and adversity, you know, to develop a collective grit and perseverance that you don't always get what you want. But there's no regrets from our side. Everybody, staff, player alike in the locker room, put themselves out there and put themselves into the team, whatever was best for the team. And the tough pill to swallow is it just wasn't good enough.
Well, the other thing is they at least know now what they need. They need to get a bucket star. They really do. And they've got Tyler Hero may have helped, but if you look at them, Jimmy Butler looked tired. Aaron Gordon leaned on him for five games. He looked tired. Bam's more of a defensive specialist, but a great player. And then they got some guys now. So you're Caleb Martin, you're Tyler Hero. To me, I kept watching. I think the guards were 1-for-10 last night. Shooting threes. What they need is pretty clear. They need a third guy. And what they need is available on the market for the right price is Damian Lillard.
Right. So that begs the question. I talked about this on my podcast. Is there a ceiling for Heat culture? And is Heat culture a failure? Because you have this great culture. You got to the finals twice in 4 years. But now we're pivoting to talking about needing a star. And I don't know, Colin, where are you on that? Like, they got to the finals as overachievers twice in 4 years. They do not have a ring. But do you want to play that game where if you don't win a ring, your season was useless?
No, I mean, unlike the Boston Celtics, I always feel like these guys won with Shaq. They won with LeBron.
Wade.
They won with Wade. Like, they've shown the iteration. They can just move off all-time great players. I think this year was, this playoff run was a little bit, they got some good fortune. It was not a great year, a great coaching year in the Eastern Conference. Like, Joe Mazzulla, like, takes over a team, wasn't the first choice, gets injected into the Celtics, little overwhelmed when he faced Miami, little bit of a break. Mazzulla's better next year. Maybe the Celtics are. So there were some things that kind of went in their favor. They just aren't as good as Denver. And it was very obvious. I mean, Denver swept the Lakers, mowed through Minnesota, pretty much put the hammer down on the Suns. Yeah, I think their culture's great. But having a great culture doesn't mean you win a championship. Having a great culture means you're rarely awful and you rebound quickly from failures. So Miami's got a great culture. They'll rebound very quickly. They'll add a piece. But I think we mistake, like we do this in sports sometimes. We think great talent's a great leader. Jeter was a great leader and talented. A-Rod was a great talent. I don't know if he was ever a leader for the Yankees. And we confuse great culture with championships. No, like San Antonio had a great culture, but Tim Duncan was great. They don't have a Tim Duncan. They don't have a Steph Curry. We love Butler, but he's not like a beautifully skilled player. He's a grinder. He's a great clutch player. But I thought the last two games, he looked tired.
Well, you know, he averaged like 37 a game against the Bucks in the opening round, carried them in that, had the injury against the Knicks, was very, very good against the Celtics, was the Eastern Conference MVP in the playoffs or whatever that's worth. But this idea that, like, oh, Jimmy Butler, he failed again in the finals. He's not awesome. He's not better than Kawhi Leonard and all this stuff. Like, it's people seem to be diminishing the value of getting to the finals. Like, do you know how hard that is?
Well, the
30 teams every year.
Miami is built around Butler. Kawhi was icing on already made cake. The Spurs culture was started. The Raptors culture was started. He came in. You know, he comes in, he's icing on the cake, he's get a bucket, get a stop guy, but you can't, the Clippers have shown it, you can't build around Kawhi. You can build around Jimmy Butler. Now, he may be your two, but he's the kind of guy, like, we say this about Jalen Brunson of the Knicks. You can build around Jalen Brunson.
Okay, but I think you and I agree Butler can be the best player on a championship team, correct? He's got to the finals twice the best player on a championship team.
But in both finals, LeBron, AD, Jokic,
they
Murray.
They were heavy underdogs.
Well, that's because
of the supporting cast.
I think Butler can be your best player. He can be your best leader, your best defensive player, But he can't be your best shot maker.
But okay, so is Damian Lillard coming in? Let's say he comes in. Is he your best player?
He'll be your best scorer. Damian will lead them in scoring. And then Butler will be your most versatile player, and Bam's your best defensive big. That's a championship team with a great coach. But I think, so here's a great example. Like, Jalen Brunson's not a natural one. He should be the second best player on a championship team. But you can build your culture around it, too.
Yes, you can. Jalen
Brunson's absolutely a guy I'd build a culture around. But you probably need a dominant winger big to give you. Like, Karl-Anthony Towns is more naturally gifted than Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
And he would probably give you 23 a night. But you wouldn't build around Karl-Anthony Towns. When the T-Wolves did, they weren't very good.
Like, Washington's tried to build around Bradley Beal for a long time. He could go somewhere and be the Jamal Murray to somebody's Jokic.
Yes.
I don't know where that is, but like that's the thing we're looking at. Next up, Golden State Warriors. Draymond Green, your buddy. The incident with Jordan Poole. Oh, look at these Jordan Poole moves. Love the highlights. You know, there may be a path forward for Jordan Poole and Draymond Green. According to The Athletic, Poole has not given the organization a him or me ultimatum following the altercation that happened, 10 months ago?
Yeah.
Golden State is reportedly working under the assumption that the two can mend fences. Colin, it's sounding more and more like the Warriors are just going to, hey, let's run it back, maybe tweaks around the edges, but we're keeping our core four or five guys.
Don't you agree, though? The Klay Thompson piece is what I worry about. I don't worry. I mean, if Steph Curry plays 60 games, that's 22 games Jordan Poole starts, and I think we both agree that he is instant offense. Now, he can be immature. He can drive people nuts. If you told me they brought back Steph, Poole, Draymond, and then found a big, I'm like, okay, they can vie with Denver. I think I don't have a problem with Poole and Draymond.
Yeah, I love this find a big. It's tough.
Like, well, I think Karl-Anthony Towns.
What's the market for Klay Thompson?
Nurkic. Can you go get Nurkic? Can you go get a really smart guy that's around the league for years, can play, can give you 18 points, but he doesn't need the ball a lot.
And not a great defender. He's hurt a lot.
Yeah, I know. But he's a guy that
The Klay Thompson one is difficult. Like, what's the market for a past his prime guy with a couple of major knee surgeries? It's coming off a bad postseason.
I was talking to a Warrior fan about this. If you run a business, you have to pay great money to people who are great now and for the future. You can't pay based on previous games. Now you'd say to yourself, well, why did you pay Mahomes? You were paying him big. No. When you paid him, you knew at that moment he was going to be great now and great going forward. Klay is not great now, and he's going to get less great going forward. So I have no problem. Steph Curry is still great, and for at least two more years, will be great going forward. So that's my issue with Golden State. They want to pay. They may have to pay great money to somebody who's currently not great now, and will have a reduction in greatness going forward. So I think they're in a weird spot.
It's difficult. And what team needs a shooting guard who is like
expensive,
not great anymore? And really, what you're getting with him is a culture guy. You want in Golden State, help lead our young guys, Orlando, wherever, Sacramento, I don't know. Help lead our young guys to what it takes to achieve greatness. Like, you know what that takes.
I think Klay Thompson, if he had a reduced salary, has remarkable value in the market. I think everybody in the league would take. I think the Lakers would take him tomorrow. It's just the number.
So you say that about Klay, but you know who made the savvy move was Denver getting KCP, a veteran, tough guard. By the way, he matched up with Jimmy Butler a lot. KCP's a tough guy. He made a couple big free throws, a big steal down the stretch. Like, he's got the winning DNA. Like, that's a huge win.
You know what Denver really had in this series? Between Aaron Gordon, KCP, and Christian Brown, three guys who all matched up well on Jimmy Butler. They didn't have anybody that matched up on Jokic.
Yeah.
I mean, Denver was built to stop Butler.
And Aaron Gordon built to slow LeBron and Kevin Durant. Like,
that's right.
It didn't stop them. You're not going to. Colin, who out there can find a guy to stop Jokic? You can't just find one of those dudes. He's unstoppable against Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, final story. NFL, Aaron Rodgers time. Robert Saleh has been around many quarterbacks. Many quarterbacks in his NFL career. He said Rodgers is one of a kind. I've never been around a quarterback like that. We've had some good quarterbacks. Russell Wilson, Jimmy Garoppolo, Matt Schaub. This is different. Not to speak poorly on them. So he throws the ball to CJ Uzama, and I was like, he's covered. And he says, guy's not looking at me. He's open. It couldn't have gone any better.
Robert, can
we leave Matt Schaub's name out of the same sentence?
This is honeymoon period. This is like googly eyes. I mean, they're getting Robert Saleh.
This is like the one-year anniversary where you're still, like, loving life.
If you've never had an Aaron and he shows up in camp, it's like, yeah, of course. It's eye candy. It's like, wow, Aaron Rodgers throws a beautiful ball. My question is, I think that you and I both asked this. We know Jets are going to be good. They have a good defense. Their defense is going to give Miami and Buffalo in divisions weak O-lines trouble. So they match up with teams. They won 7 games last year and were a mess at quarterback. They're going to win 9 or 10 games. Where they, if they, in the AFC, where they can make the playoffs, I don't know. But they're going to be a good team. We know they are.
Yeah.
The question's going to be, in that intense bubble of New York, when they start 3-3 with these high expectations, well, schedule. And that schedule has a bunch of teams where the quarterback's been there a while, the culture's been built for a while. You're building that puppy as you go with Aaron.
They open with Buffalo. There's some news we're working on for next hour out of Buffalo Bills. Not great happening right now, but just a quick word on Aaron Rodgers. We had some concern. Would he even mix well in New York? We know he's, given the comments he's made on podcasts, he's not really a New York kind of guy. New York, a very liberal city. We don't even know if he'd stick around in the summer. He's all over the scene in New York. He's really embracing it. Colin, I didn't expect this. Did you? Did you expect to be hanging out, going to hockey games and the Tony Awards?
Well, I've had 20 different opinions on this, so you could take 19 of them. And, you know, I've had a bunch of different opinions. Having myself moved multiple times, when you move, the way I've always thought is when I leave a place, I want to get better at my weakness. So, like, when I left an ESPN and I come here, I'm like, what wasn't I good at there? Was I a good enough teammate or something? So Aaron was prickly with the media. He's made a point to be very open with the media. The second thing is he had a knock. He wasn't great with young players.
Mm.
What has he been in New York? Great, complimenting young players. So I think Aaron's smart enough to go, hey, listen, I got a little prickly at the end. What are one or two things where I just have to be better? There's no reason to be taunting New York media. They're big, they're loud, they're powerful. Don't taunt them. Get on the good side.
So far,
be a Parcells, a Joe Torre, a Jeter. You want to be an Eli Manning. You want to be on the good side of the New York media.
First impressions matter, and well, his first impression now.
Two ways to write the same column. Be on the good side. Yeah. The second thing is he was kind of disengaged with some of the young players. He's very engaged with the young players. So I think Aaron's looked at it, and I think this, in my life experience, when I've left, I've said, you know, what could I get better at? You know, what do I, and I think every, I don't think I'm unique. I think everybody does that when you take a new job. Hey, you know, I got a little sloppy on the details here. Oh, I was a little casual, indifferent on this. So I think Aaron's kind of correcting. It's in him. He's capable of it. So I'm not shocked by it. But it's encouraging. It's the fun Aaron.
Encouraging.
Well, nobody wants to listen to somebody talk about retirement constantly. Like Brady, I'm never retiring, never retire, never retire. I retire. That's the what you.
Does it feel like he got out of an ugly marriage and now he's rebounding and he's just on the scene and like meeting new people? And
it sounds like it was two ships passing in the night that, you know, he in the front office didn't see eye to eye. He'd done it. He won. He was successful. Aaron just wanted something new.
So maybe instead of sticking around Green Bay, he did the right thing. And he's like, you know what? I need a new start. I need a fresh outlook, different perspective. I need to change things up.
Yeah.
And
it's fun. Working.
So far.
Yeah. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
There's nothing wrong staying in a job for 30 years. I got most of our parents did that. Our grandparents almost all did that. But when you bounce around and you see it a lot, generally quarterbacks in their prime and basketball players in their prime don't bounce around as much as you think, especially quarterbacks. Like Mahomes, they're not letting Mahomes go. Until maybe, you know, 7 years from now, he's a couple injuries, banged up, they've got several Super Bowls, and he gets super, super hyper expensive, maybe. But in the end, you know, Aaron has moved out, I think, of his prime. I think he's got a couple of high-end years left. But you're going to get the better Aaron. He's going to course correct a little bit, and I think it's fun.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
This weekend, it's the final push for the USFL playoffs. First Saturday at 4 Eastern on Fox, Birmingham takes on Memphis. Then Sunday at 4, New Orleans battles Houston on FS1. Followed by Philly taking on Michigan at 7 on Fox. Catch all the action this weekend on Fox and FS1.
So what do you do with the Miami Heat? The perfect fit is Damian Lillard of the Blazers. Damian Lillard has said the one place it works. He's good friends with Bam Adebayo. The bottom line is, I mean, the great moment last night that tells you where Miami is, it was late fourth quarter. They desperately needed a basket. They gave the ball to 37-year-old Kyle Lowry and said, go cook. And he got hammered by Aaron Gordon. They're not dynamic enough is bad. So their starting backcourt was 1-for-10, and Jimmy Butler's now gone to a couple of finals, and he looks gassed at the end because he's kind of like their go-to offensive scorer. You cross your fingers, you know, on a Caleb Martin. Is Bam hot tonight? He needs help bad. So, I mean, that's Steph Curry always had somebody. LeBron always had somebody else. It could be a D-Wade. It could be a Bosch. LeBron's always had somebody else who is a consistent elite scorer. And then multiple role players on his championship teams, a KCP, a J.R. Smith, a Ray Allen, somebody else that could get a bucket or get hot and end up with 20. Butler just needs more help. And they got a hole, and there's a guy to fix it. Now, the other thing for Portland is, I mean, listen, it's been great. But I think it's a win for Dame because he can finally vie for a championship. And I think joining Miami makes them a championship-level team. I think we know what Boston is. I don't think there's another level for Boston. Miami beat Boston, and I think they have another level. Dame would take you to another level. I think we've seen what Boston is. Milwaukee, is going to reboot. Philadelphia is going to make some moves. I think everybody in the East next year, the Knicks, they'll all get better. I don't think Boston will. I think Boston is what they are. I think we know exactly what all their players are. Horford's old. Robert Williams, a defensive guy. Marcus Smart's 11 a game, good defense. Jaylen Brown and Tatum don't work perfectly together, but they work. And Joe Mazzulla's fine, but not special as a coach. I know exactly what Boston is. I know what Miami is, too. but they would be significantly better with an elite score. And the other thing, and this is why I've said, you think it's crazy, that if you brought somebody like Jordan Poole to a Boston, it means Jason Tatum wouldn't be relied on in these big spots and would have more gas at the end of a series. When you watch Jimmy Butler, he can do it in the first round or two. He can do it for several games. Last three games, he's disappeared. He's just tired. He's got big guys leaning on him. So I think this one works. I think Portland has the number three pick. That's probably going to be Scoot Henderson, who is their next great guard. They've also got some other good young players. They can maybe get a Tyler Hero, get a bunch of draft picks, and Portland can reboot. I mean, now they're just, Nurkic gets hurt too much. Dame is small and hurt. Like, it's time for a reboot in Portland, and Dame's one of those personalities. Smart guy, gets it, been around the league. He'll fit in anywhere, plays hard, plays as often as he's played hurt for years. Sometimes he's hurt and still plays. So I think this is the perfect combination. Eric Spoelstra on the Heat coming up short.
We ran it up against a team that was just better than us in this series. And you have to tip your hat to them. That I said it, but they're one hell of a basketball team. They play the right way. They compete. They're well coached, and they have a strong culture.
And for the record, that game last night was all tied up late. Put Dame on that team. Potential different outcome. Because Denver, I think you'd admit this, J-Mac, Denver was tight. They couldn't hit free throws. They couldn't hit threes. They were tight.
I think they started 1-for-16 from three, yeah. The worst half, I believe, in NBA Finals.
Yeah, they history. Probably played their worst half. They played a great defensive fourth quarter, but they were tight. Put Dame on Miami last night. They win that game and go back to Miami. Mm. And by the way, as we're all talking about where Jimmy Butler go, it wouldn't be a conversation. You wouldn't be looking for Jimmy Butler every time down the floor. You'd have Dame. Dame would be your leading scorer. Butler would probably be your best overall two-way player. Bam could be your third scorer. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you kept Tyler Hero, just kept him and move other pieces, he's your fourth. That's a championship team.
So did you see Butler drove late in the game? I think they were down one or two and kicked to the corner, and it's Max Strus jacking a corner three with the NBA Finals on the line.
That's right.
Like, you want that to be Damian Lillard. I would take a 30-foot Damian Lillard shot over Max Strus from anywhere. You know,
well, I mean, outside of Steph, could you not argue Steph and Luka? Dame's the best shot maker in the league. If you needed a jumper, Steph...
I mean, he's had two walk-off three-pointers in playoff history. Nobody's ever done that. Like, won a series with a shot. He did that twice.
Yeah.
He's clutch. Yeah, I like Damian Lillard.
So, I was watching that game late, and I was thinking to myself, if Dame's on the floor, Denver doesn't get away with playing that poorly.
How
they
about
lose
James
that game.
Harden in the Heat culture? Would that work?
Oh, God, no. Harden? Oh, no. God, no. He's not. He's not willing to defend. He's the opposite
exactly.
of the
Heat. Exactly. Heat culture would clean his act up, finally.
No. You're trying to solve a problem. It's too
it
late.
It doesn't want to be solved.
Yeah, I mean, Dame is small, but he doesn't lack effort on the defensive end. Dame plays hurt. Dame's flaws, he works through. Like, Harden's flaws, he has no interest in getting better at. He's not going to defend. So I think Dame is an exceptional guy, an exceptional player. And again, veteran, smart, been there. Everybody would be on the same page. Dame, we need two great years, and he would absolutely provide them. You know, Dame is athletic, but he doesn't have like – he's athletic. But his games, it's a shooting game. He's a shooter. He's going to age fine. Dame will be able to shoot when he's 50. All right, hour two around the corner. Joel Klatt, Nick Wright, both stop by today. The Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos.
I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.